For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.
Our halftime show is brought to you by Yolanda's Riverhouse in Ocean Gate. Watch Monday Night Football on six HD TVs. Enjoy a free halftime buffet on Thursday night and all day Sunday. Not only watch football, but enjoy a special $5 food menu with great drink specials. Check out YolandasRiverhouse.com.
7-0 here at the half from the home of the Rams. Southern Regional leading Toms River North. We'll have some scores in our second segment, but as we like to do, we send it down to the field and join Ed Zarluka. Ed.
Thank you, Matt. I am with All Shore Media's Bob Batters covering this one tonight for All Shore Media. Bob, kind of surprised here that Toms River North not moving the ball at all.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, coming in, you know, you knew the Mariners were young, but they had, you know, potentially explosive offense. I mean, Carmen Scafani is only a sophomore, and you see that at times in some of the mistakes that he made. But he's also got a lot of athletic ability. You know, he does a real good job on that keeper, too. His fakes are pretty solid. So, yeah, they really haven't been able to move the ball. A couple big runs here and there. He's only thrown a couple passes. And, you know, Southern really has done a nice job, but I think that's also what you expect from the Rams. I mean, they're not going to be those teams that have a million shutouts this year. You know, it's not that kind of defense, but, you know, that's true. They do. All right.
If they keep the Mariners off the board, you're going to have three in three games.
That is true, but, you know, just looking at them, that they're that bend but don't break defense, but they're really doing a good job, not really giving up anything.
Yeah, you know, and their methodical ground game, which they ran so effectively for, you know, 250 yards last week against Toms River South, again, looks pretty strong tonight.
It does. And again, you need Toms River North defense. Wasn't going to make it easy. You know, perennially, they have a, you know, top run defense. But they came out, especially on the touchdown drive, 13 plays, 70 yards. You see them running that power to the right side, you know, behind the right tackle with Abe Gonzalez. He did a nice job, had a couple big runs that moved the chains on that drive. So you can see that when that running game is working well, it really opens up everything for them. Because with Kevin Burrow, their speed receiver being injured, they can't do some of the things that they did last year and that they obviously wanted this year. So they work the play action there. They can go up top to Gesicki, hopefully get the safety to bite down. And, you know, they need the underneath guys to make some catches. Because I didn't think Higgins threw the ball that poorly, but he finished with a streak of maybe, you know, six or seven incomplete passes. But a couple of those were drops in there. So they got to start catching the ball.
You know, with Mike Gesicki on the field for the Rams and Chris Gula for the Mariners, we could have two of the top players in the state playing in this one tonight.
Absolutely. I mean, Gesicki, we saw it on that opening drive. Higgins went up top. He just jumped over the defender, made a great catch. You saw him on that fake punt showing his athleticism. And Gula, obviously, I mean, anytime he kicks it off and it doesn't go in the end zone, you're kind of surprised because that's the kind of leg he has. You know, he's attracted, interest from a lot of big schools. And that says something for him because you see a lot of kids that sometimes, you know, our punters, kickers in college almost by default, but he is a kicker. He is a punter. He works really hard on that and definitely one of the best athletes in the state at his craft.
You know, the Mariners, with one loss already last week to Lacey, can ill afford another loss if they want to stay in with no losses, although they're being challenged tonight by a young Toms River East team. It's 14-14 at halftime. And Brick Memorial winning 17-0 at halftime up at Jackson looks like they've got a pretty good team. So North cannot get two losses early in the season.
No, I mean, it's still pretty early, but like you said, you know, you go down and get two losses really quick like that, and this division is going to be tough because it's very competitive. As you're seeing tonight, you know, Toms River East is battling out with Lacey. I mean, if East could somehow pull that victory off, I mean, it'd be craziness in this division, but I think it's going to be like that every single week. You know, these teams aren't going to lay down easily. There's not, you know, a team that you're going to roll over. I mean, Toms River South last year was kind of that team, but they're much improved this year. And I think every week teams are going to really have to be on guard because I think you get caught looking ahead, which in this division is easy. You know, you can get upended pretty quickly. But, you know, teams got to take care of their business. Toms River North, I'm sure that's something to talk about now, you know, in that locker room at halftime. They can't afford to have, you know, two losses right away to start it because to climb out from that, you know, is really going to be tough. A lot of playoff teams, you know, probably coming from this division.
Yeah, we'll see what kind of adjustments they make. They will get the ball having deferred in the first half. So they'll get the ball to start the second half. You know, all year long, it seems to be, you know, Neptune, RBC, Manalapan, in any order you want to put them. I think they're the class of the shore so far. Now if Southern could hold on here and be 3-0 with their, the way their defense is playing, you've got to put them in the number four spot. Brick Memorial moving up the ranks, if they are to continue to win tonight, they'll be 3-0. So, you know, but those top three teams, I think they're on a little different level. What do you think?
I think so. And you mentioned Southern at four. I mean, I think they certainly have the opportunity to get into that territory with the schedule they have. But you're right. Right now, I mean, Red Bank Catholic is so dominant in the trenches that it's just hard to see anyone contending with that right now. Although Neptune has been that team in the past. I mean, with what they bring to the table, certainly improved on the lines under Mark Ciccatelli. And they always have explosive athletes, you know, defending champs from last season. Manalapan's a team I really like because I think every season, if you look at it, they run the most balanced pro-style offense of any short conference team. I mean, think about last year, the job that Anthony Ferkser did, and that's also with a 2,000-yard rush. You don't see that in high school football, that kind of balance like that. You can have that kind of game, and I think no matter who graduates, they're going to stick with that. And that really serves them well in tough games. I mean, they're not one-dimensional. You can't shut down one part of their offense. And defensively, they're very tough to play against also. So I like Manalapan a lot. I think winning that first game against Jackson is huge just because they hadn't won their first game in so many years. And I think you see how they've been playing these first couple weeks. I think they could be in for a pretty special season.
Yeah, you know, I said in my blog this week that I think they could maybe be the best of all of them, you know, those top three, RBC and Neptune. Unfortunately, we may not get to – they may not be able to advance the way RBC, especially a fairly easy schedule. I think they got one tough one coming up, and that's against Middletown South. I don't see them really, you know, being challenged too much in that division. But anyway, anything could happen. And it also, for Manalapan, one other note, when the weather turns, you know, and you have some inclement weather, maybe you get a little cold, you know, I think their running back, Leonetti, right? I think he's got to start producing a little bit in order to offset that outstanding passing game. When the weather gets bad, tough to throw the football.
Yeah, they're going to have that balance. I think if they don't have it in one back as they've had the last few years, I think that they can certainly manufacture it there. You know, Leonetti, you see what he brings to the table, you know, a speed back, can do a lot out of the backfield in the passing game, and I think they'll find another runner, kind of be that in-between the tackles guy if necessary, you know. That doesn't look like he's, you know, he's not a big kid like Sikowski or like Ferkser was before that. So, but I just have faith in that coaching staff that they'll find a way to get it done. I mean, they've always had, they've been fortunate to have some very good running backs over the years, but I think they'll stay balanced, and I think, you know, they'll be as productive as they need to be on the ground.
Tomorrow, the big one is at Neptune, 1 p.m. Neptune will entertain Long Branch, both teams 2-0. Long Branch trying to bide their time until their outstanding runner, Dwight Clark, comes back. How do you see that one?
I mean, that's going to be a good game. I mean, you definitely have to give the edge to Neptune. I mean, it's at, you know, their field. And, you know, Long Branch, you know, they do have potential. I saw them in their game against Manasquan. And it's just how can they be explosive? You know, they did have some big plays, but against Neptune, I mean, and that's going to be a little harder to come by. You know, Jaceel Jackson has done a tremendous job these first two games. I mean, he had a million tackles against Manasquan, some big ones on third downs. You know, he was breaking off runs when he was clearly exhausted. So that's, you know, that's definitely a kid you have to look out for. But Neptune with a ton of weapons. I mean, you know, Ajay Patterson's looks just coming in right in for Jaheim Woods, like no problem. Right in, another explosive quarterback. I mean, Miles Martin, you know, in the running game, they've got a great receiver in Fairbanks. Keith Kirkwood out on the basketball team can jump over pretty much anyone that's covering them. So I just think they're a very tough team right now. And it's just going to be interesting to see what Long Branch brings to the table. Because, you know, they're going to be fired up. That's an old-school rivalry, you know, B-North division game right there. So that's definitely the game of the week, I think.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see that one tomorrow. I think I'm going to make my way over to Neptune and take that one in. Bob, always good to talk to you. All Shore Media, check it out on the web. Always do a great job. Thank you.
All right, thanks. I'll talk to you.
Bob Batters from All Shore Media. And, you know, Matt and Kevin, the top three teams, Neptune, RBC, and Manalapan, I don't know where you want to stack them, but, you know, all three very legit football teams. And I would say Manalapan, and it's never too early to talk state playoffs, Manalapan and Neptune, legit chances of winning another championship. Or I should say for Neptune, it'd be back-to-back. For Manalapan, they got to the finals last year. They're looking to win the whole thing this year. RBC in a little different situation. They got to play the big power schools up north in that parochial A division.
Certainly will be interesting as the season unfolds, as clearly some teams have separated themselves as the real contenders during the course of this year. We'll step out, take another two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll try and pass some more scores along to you. It is 7-0 Southern. They lead Tom's River North here from the home of the Rams. You're listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Now, back to the Open MRI of Wall High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And our halftime show, of course, brought to you by Yolanda's Riverhouse at Ocean Gate. Watch Monday Night Football on 6 HD TVs. Enjoy a free halftime buffet on Thursday night and all day Sunday. Not only watch football, but enjoy a special $5 food menu with great drink specials. Check it all out at YolandasRiverhouse.com.
Football activity continuing on the Shore Sports Network tomorrow. Monmouth University entertaining the Pioneers of Sacred Heart. You can listen to it on 1160, 1310 WOBM AM, ShoreSportsNetwork.com, and with video at GoMUHawks.com. The Hawks come in to that one at 2-1. We'll take on the 0-2 Pioneers. Monmouth has won back-to-back games. We're on the air at 1250 with the pregame show. Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ed Sarluka back here at the half, ably assisted as always by the talented Brad Bioscano here as our on-site engineer, and Lauren Bajica back in the studios of 105.7. The Hawk tonight doing a great job as well. Rams lead this one 7-0. Only scoring of the night, if you're just joining us, came with 44 seconds to go in quarter number one. Rob Yazor with a touchdown run, his second of the season from 1 yard out. The Rams led it 7-0, and a pretty tough night for Tom's River North as the Mariners come back onto the field offensively. Just were unable to get anything going. And the Rams pretty much did anything they wanted, Kevin, up and down the field offensively, but still just 7-0 to score.
And that's what counts. But, again, now Southern has yet to give up a point. We're 2.5 games into the season. Tom's River North will have to find a way to solve that Ram defense in this second half. Matt, lots of scores. Let's start rolling by some of these. It is Mattawan has now gone up on Ocean 17-13, so they've scored 17 straight points, the Huskies have, to take the lead at the half. It was, let's see.
I have Central trailing 14-7 to Point Borough, and that one at the half as well.
Manalapan leads Middletown North 27-0 at the half. It is Middletown South up 14-0 at halftime. Lacey and Tom's of Reese tied 14-14 at the half. In that game, Kyle Spatz of the Lions has rushed for 104 yards for Lacey.
I'm sorry, Kevin. Red Bank Catholic leading St. John Vianney by a score of 31-14. Last check, that game was in the late stages of the second quarter. I think that is about all that we have.
In that Middletown South game, they're leading Howell 14-0. Howell quarterback Connor McGlynn, who's not the starter, right? John Quinlan is the starter who's been hurt all year. Connor McGlynn has left the game via ambulance. If we hear more on that, we'll pass it along to you. But it's been a very, very rough start for the new Howell coach, Derek Reichenbacher. He just can't seem to get things to go his way at all. Brick Memorial leads Jackson Memorial 14-0 at halftime. I think Ed told us Mike Basile has scored both touchdowns for the Mustangs, so he's got 9 in 3 games. That is quite a start for him. It was Jackson Liberty over Manchester 14-12 at the halftime. That's surprising. Manchester hanging in there with Jackson Liberty, looking to go 3-0. As we told you earlier, and maybe one of the shockers of the night, at least at this point, it was Mondon over Barnegat 21-7 at the half. Rumson has taken control in their game against Holmdel. That was 26 last we heard at halftime as well, Matt.
Ed and Bob Batters of Offshore Media talked about some key games tomorrow. The schedule for tomorrow looking like this. In the Shore Conference, Keyport will play host to Cardinal McCarrick. That is a 12 o'clock kickoff. These games all at 1 o'clock. Long Branch and Neptune, that's the big one, obviously. Marlboro will play at Colts Neck. Freehold playing host to Wall. Raritan on the road at Manasquan. Keensburg will take the trip up the South River and Metuchen playing host to Shore Regional.
And who is Modern Day playing tonight?
Modern Day is on the road at Dunellen.
Well, I picked Modern Day in that game in the Asbury Park Press. I do the picks in the press as well. They were losing 25-0 at half.
Nice pick.
It's going to be an L, I believe.
Nice pick. On top of that one, as always. You seem to have one of those every week where you're saying, why did I pick that team?
I'm having a little trouble with some of, you know, teams like that that I just don't know all that much about. I'll be honest with you. And, you know, but I'm right in the hunt. I think I'm only a game out of first place after 2 weeks. So I'll be okay.
Who did you pick, Kevin? You picked Dunellen?
I picked Modern Day.
No, they're losing.
That's what I said. I picked Modern Day. They're losing
25-0. 25-0, right. Yeah. Okay. I thought you said they were winning. I'm sorry.
Well, teams back on the field. We're getting set here for action. That clock winding down. We'll take one 30-second timeout. We'll come back for the start of the second half. The third quarter is upon us with Southern leading 7-0 over Toms River North. You're listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.